flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at McGurk's in Royersford having a great time with a good crowd. Jack, did you get them going?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
You don't think I got the DP all day, do you?
Oh, I know you have the DB. Yeah, the DB.
I think,
and this is the first time you've ever heard this, I think it goes a little too long.
Okay.
I didn't want to say that the last time.
You're throwing off the rhythm. I'm not one to tell you, but you're throwing off the rhythm of the crowd. They're ready for A,
yes.
And you're still in
yes.
E.
We'll take a look at it.
Yeah. I just want it to be great.
Yeah, but the key to a great Eagles chance is
deep.
E.
Deep, not long.
All right. Well, listen, hold on. That's for Blue Chews. Never mind.
Seriously. Let's move on.
All right. 215-592-9494.
This guy.
We are looking for one word.
2 o'clock hour.
We are. It's the 5 o'clock hour. It's 5 o'clock all day today, brother. We're looking for the one word you're feeling for Sunday's game. Ike, confident.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, cocky.
Cocky.
Me, on brand, terrified.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
Terrified. I am who I am. 215-592-9494. Dan in North Carolina, you're on WIP.
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What up, Dan?
What's up, Dan?
My word is undaunted.
I like that.
Wow, that's a big word.
That is a big word. Tell Jack what it means.
Yeah. Well, it means that you have no concern. You have no negative reflections on your ability.
Yes, yeah,
and
cock.
You're just not bothered at all by what they're. I mean, the Skins are going to be like a puntable dog. They're going to be yappy. They're going to be cute, but they're ultimately you just want to kick them across the road.
Whoa!
But I took a trip up to Philly, and if I could get 2 or 3 minutes just to share some of the high points of that, may I do that?
Sure.
Two or 3 minutes is a little long.
Yeah, but. Yeah. We'll go. We'll see how we're going. Start hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we live at the beach in North Carolina and took the 10-hour drive up to Philly, went to the Green Bay game, went to the auto show, went to see the Flyers over the Panthers. Yeah. And the high point of it all, though, was going to see Ray Dittinger's Tommy and Me in Melbourne.
Ah.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable, right?
If there's anybody out there who hasn't seen it and it's still in, you've got to go.
Got to go, man.
You've got to go. And as
I've seen it as well.
Was there and they came out for a curtain call, and I gave it a hard E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles, and he kind
DB?
Of smiled.
Give it the DB?
What's that?
No.
Yeah, sorry, come on. Spike. Yeah. Figure it out.
Yeah, so we had dinner at Ralph's in Old Town.
Ah.
I went to Scranton, which is my wife's hometown, to visit my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law, and it turns out he's friends with Vic Fangio.
Oh, no kidding.
He went to high school and hung out and was friends with Vic Fangio through high school.
Yeah.
And that was really cool. Then we went on to State College, where it was 11 and minus 7 at night.
Wow.
We had season tickets and saw Saquon play every game there.
Yep.
This is about
for
Philadelphia.
15 years.
Yep.
And,
there you go. Good job.
You're firing them up, Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
You got to keep the people going. Yep.
So then we went to Virginia. So well, our grandchildren. Yeah,
all right. Yeah,
hold on. Yeah.
All right. I know,
we lived,
Dan.
Among the dead skins for 30 years.
I know. Yep. I know. Yeah. Awesome.
And Braden's 12. Braden's 12. I called him by the wrong name, and he corrected
Braden's 12.
Me.
Okay.
There you go.
So good for him to be a young man. And then I brought Tasty Cake back for a friend who served in Pennsylvania.
What kind of grab? My mom and dad met
working at Tasty Cake after World War II.
What was their first date?
Yeah. No. What's your go-to Tasty Cake?
Mine, lemon pies.
There you go.
Oh, that's the wrong answer.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the right answer?
Butterscotch crimpets.
No, it's candy cake.
It's butterscotch crimpets.
That's what I brought my friend Tom back. He won the butterscotch crimpets. So
there you go.
Good for Tom.
Good man. Good man. All right, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
God bless
you,
Dan. God bless you, Dan. Woo.
Let's get back to the yelling and screaming.
Around the world with Dan.
Eagles chant.
So then I went to Scranton.
Yeah, so... God bless him.
I love Dan. I'm sorry. Not on the Friday of the NFC Championship game.
So where did this audio come from of Saquon and Jalen?
This is the mic'd up thing the Eagles put out last night, which is actually, it was really good.
Yep.
Always is.
And at the end of the game against the Rams, Jalen and Saquon had a bit of a moment, and here's what it sounded like. Well, that is not a great piece of audio, Jack.
Well, I said one more. Jalen said one more.
And then what did Saquon say?
Said, bleep that to me.
There we go.
Yeah.
Couldn't hear it. That's my problem. Yeah, I asked you.
It was quick.
Yep. I asked
him. Time might start to the program.
I did ask him. I said,
sorry, Carson's on my TV.
Is it good audio? I said. And he said, yes. You can't hear a word. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How's everybody doing on this outstanding Friday afternoon?
What's up, Bruce?
Doing better after that audio.
Yeah, it was really not that great. The idea of the audio was awesome, Bruce.
Hey, there you go. That's all that matters in the end. But, man, look. Let me just say this. My one word for this is that I'm juiced.
I like juice. I like juice.
Okay? All right? So, and let me just say something to some of these plant-based, crazy cats.
Vegans, yeah.
Yeah, come on, man. Y'all gotta get off of that and get on the freaking Titan train. You know,
that's right.
Let's and get Jack.
This thing rolling, because we're gonna skull drug these jokers come Sunday.
31-17,
no doubt about it. If everybody does their job, we're gonna and then ride off into New Orleans. And I'm ready to go. Let's make this happen.
Give me an Eagles chant.
Yeah, you got to end it the right way, Bruce.
Oh, okay. Hey, I got a slightly modified version of the Eagles chant.
Oh, God.
This is not going to work
out. This will go well.
Yep. Oh, no. It's going to go like this. Let me just, let's flow with me on this.
All right.
Let's go, baby.
All right.
Almost like Will of Gods.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
I did.
Yep.
Lizzie spelled all the letters correctly.
Let's not jazz up the Eagles chant.
Yeah.
Let's just do the Eagles
chant. It is what it is.
It's hard enough as it is.
Yeah, you jazz it up.
It is tough. I agree.
Yeah. Who knows how many E's are going to end up in there if you jazz it up too much.
Do you think the Jets fans mess up J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets?
Now, I've never seen it if it happens.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't
That feels seen borderline it. Impossible.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, there's not that many more letters in Eagles than there is Jets. It's two more letters. Right? Or is it one more letter?
No, it's two more.
Two more letters, yes. Right, yeah. I'm not a good counting. Spelling, not so bad. Counting, not so much.
I just know it's six letters. Six sounds, six letters. Most of them sound like E.
Yeah.
Ends with S.
Justin, by the way, back in the studio, when you have Nick, please put it up on the screen that we have Nick. 215-592-9494. What's your one word to describe how you feel for Sunday's game? Famous Kenny from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP. What's up, Famous Kenny?
I got one word. Orgasmic.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
It is the 5 o'clock hour.
I am that excited, man. I am just... I had lunch today, and everybody was asking me in the bar what I thought about the game. I just couldn't wait.
It's
much fun. and just doing Eagles cheers all day. Today, everybody I see, hello and goodbye is replaced with Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. Go Birds. E-S-E-L-E-S Eagles!
Oh,
all day, all day. We're crushing these. We're crushing those Redskins. Crushing them. Here's where.
I am starting to feel more of a double-digit win.
Wow.
Now, is that the juice of the end of the week and the crowd,
yeah.
or is it something legitimate?
It is that. Now, it's the more juice of the end of the week and closer to the game.
Yeah.
You know, by nature, I'm more of a conservative, level-headed sort of approach to these games. I respect the game, respect the opponent. I get more of that. But as I get closer to the game, the fandom in me comes out, and I'm ready to be excited about the game, and I feel more and more confident about the game. I'm feeling pretty good about this game, man. I'm not saying Minnesota Vikings-type beatdown, but I'm starting to feel a comfortable win.
You know, I'm
starting to feel a comfortable win. Sort of like the Falcons game. And that was 14-10 at halftime, I believe.
The Falcons game.
When
which
we
Falcons?
Played the Falcons 04.
Okay. Right. I was going to say, because the other Falcons game was a tight one. Yeah.
No, I'll speak only in championship game mode.
That's okay. Right.
That's
all
a divisional round game.
Well, hopefully it's not like the Cardinals game where they're down 24-6.
So what
it was at half?
Something like that.
The response to the Twitter poll, Ike, is actually interesting. I'm curious where you think it is. So the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which do you feel more as the game has gotten closer, confident or nervous? What do you think the poll is?
Confident.
What do you think the number is?
Let's go 73%.
62% confident.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. It was a little closer to 50-50 than I thought. You know,
people got a healthy respect for Washington and what they're doing. And obviously, whether we want to openly admit it or not, there are some concerns about the quarterback.
Some concerns.
Yes, there are some.
We will get to Nick Kostos.
There are some, let's be honest.
We'll get to Kostos and his picks right after I tell you about Colonial Hyundai. We're actually not that far from Colonial Hyundai up here in Rofo. And they've got their brand new dealership. It's finally finished. Finally finished. They've been working on it for a while. John Ashdell, Carzar, the team at Colonial, preparing to get this brand new, beautiful dealership ready to make everything even faster, even easier, even better for you than before. And it was already faster, easier, and better. Buying, leasing, servicing, all faster, easier, and better. No better time right now, effortless, to buy, trade, upgrade at Colonial Hyundai. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. They always do. That's what they're known for. One of the great things they're known for. They're going to give you at least $6,500 guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. Whatever new Hyundai you want. You want a Tucson, they got it. Palisade, they got it. Konas, they got it. Over 200 vehicles in stock right now for a limited time. Drive home in a new Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. Every new Hyundai, you get a 3-year complimentary maintenance package. You get America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000-mile powertrain, and Hyundai Assurance. You can shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Better way to buy Hyundai. See dealer for full details. With us now, our buddy Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Check all the latest lines in the BetMGM app. And not only can you get You Better You Bet in the Odyssey app on the BetQL network, you can watch from 6 to 7 on NBC Sports Now on Peacock. Kostos, how are we feeling, buddy?
Oh, I'm feeling awesome. How are you guys feeling? I think is the better question. I feel great.
People are juiced here, man. I mean, I would say that I am an outlier in terms of I'm terrified of Sunday's game, but the confidence as the week has gone on in Philadelphia is ramping up.
I can appreciate that Eagles fans are confident. I would say I'm not as confident as Eagles fans are, I guess, heading into this game, just because I don't know if we know, A, what the upside of this Washington Commanders team is, Spike and Ike, and also, Jalen just said he's going to be playing with a brace on Sunday. Like, what's his mobility going to be? He couldn't move at the end of last Sunday's game against the Rams, taking that safety, like the brain-dead 2nd-and-7, like quarterback run call that lost some yards on one of their final drives of the game when they should have given the ball to Saquon. And I think the betting market right now has this price, guys. Like, Jalen's 100% healthy. He's basically telling you he's not. Would lead me only to a bet on the underdog in this game with the Commanders.
Well, let me ask you this, Nick. So the line, I think, opened up at 4.5. And is it at BetMGM, is it 6 or 6.5 now?
We're basically like in between. It's 6, but it's juiced way towards 6.5. So it's 6 minus 115, which means we're probably going to go to 6.5 here, which to me is like a Jalen is 100% healthy number. And I think he's basically telling you he's not 100% healthy. So I kind of disagree that this is what the point spread should be. And also, you know, I think the betting market at times, and it doesn't have to turn out this way, the Eagles could win by 20 on Sunday, right? Just that, you know, when we think back to Cincinnati's run a couple years ago to the Super Bowl, they got bet against in every single game they played in, up to the Super Bowl against the Rams, or even like the Giants in 2007. Like, the team that gets hot is difficult to price. And I don't know that the betting market is caught up yet to Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. I think this game's going to be a lot closer than Eagles fans do.
Well, let me ask you this. From a betting standpoint, I would also look at, this is their 4th straight road game, and a rookie in a championship game, not a great record there. So how much do you consider that when you're talking? And the Eagles haven't played on the road in, I think, 6 weeks. So how do you, when you're looking at it, how much do you factor in sort of the external trend type things like that?
So, you know, like, we'll look at like just a couple recent rookies that have started title games, right? Whether it's, you know, Brock Purdy for San Francisco, Ben Roethlisberger for the Pittsburgh Steelers his rookie year. I think the difference between Daniels, like Joe Flacco his rookie year, like difference between Daniels and a bunch of these other quarterbacks is Daniels has authored what I believe, regardless of what happens on Sunday, and like he could throw 10 interceptions on Sunday, but no matter what happens on Sunday, I believe that we have just witnessed the finest rookie year by a quarterback in the history of the NFL. I said last week with you guys, I think he's already the best quarterback in the conference, which is not meant to be disrespectful to Jalen Hurts or Matthew Stafford or others. I think Daniels is already the best. So I don't really like feel the need to compare him to other rookies. I don't think this is your average rookie. He's seen the Vic Fangio defense twice. Again, doesn't mean he's going to slice and dice them. But I don't know if you're an Eagles fan, like how you look at this guy across the field and you're not terrified of him. Like, I don't know how that's not the feeling.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as a fan, they may be terrified, but as players, I'm sure they aren't terrified.
I don't know. Just dropped 5 touchdowns on them in week 16. I'm not so sure.
I understand that, and he's a 4th down drop away from losing that game because he threw 2 interceptions, including one late one that he threw that should have ended the game. So if it's not for a Devontae Smith drop on 4th down, that game is over with, and he doesn't have the opportunity to throw the 5th touchdown.
Yeah, I blame Kenny Pickett for that.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't Pickett's fault, but I bet the Eagles in that game, and I was really frustrated. Look, like, I think the Commanders are going to keep this game closer than the betting market expects, but I will say to you guys, my bet in the AFC game I feel much more confident about. And look, you know, I'm curious if you guys agree with this. If it didn't snow this past Sunday, who do you think wins, the Eagles or the Rams?
Eagles. I actually think the snow helped the Rams. To me, our defense is what struggled. And in those types of games, it's harder for the defense with footing and reacting versus an offense that know where they're going and they can throw the ball. I don't think you get that type of performance from our defense. And we still created 2 turnovers. But I think we're better as a defense in better weather. Like, come Sunday, under these conditions that we're going to get Sunday, you're going to get the real Eagles defense Sunday.
Yeah, the Eagles defense is the best defense remaining. And Ike, what I would say You know, I have a bet on the Commanders to win the game. I think it's going to go one of two ways. I think either the Commanders are going to win or the Eagles are going to win by like 14 points. And I don't know if there's going to be like that much of an in-between here. So, right. Like, I'll lean more towards the Washington side just because of the upside of Jaden Daniels potentially here, and maybe Hurts is not 100%. But I would not be shocked. And I'll be honest. I want the Eagles to win, despite the fact that I have a Commanders money line bet here, because I think it will create a much better betting opportunity in the Super Bowl if the Eagles get there as opposed to the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, the kind of game you're talking about is actually how the Super Bowls were for about 15 years, is that the underdog either never covered it when they lost. You know what I mean? Either
yes.
The underdog won or the favorite won by a lot. Okay, so you have Commanders plus six and a half.
Yes.
Bills are a point and a half underdog last time I looked. What do you like in that one?
Yeah, this is the bet in the game that I really like. Like, I like the Commanders, but I acknowledge that the Eagles could stuff them in a locker, right? Like, I like the bet. I don't love it. To be fair, I loved the Ravens last week, and that was a total disaster. I love the Chiefs. I love the Chiefs. I've been waiting to make this bet all season. Kansas City in a small point spread game. And by the way, if they play the Eagles in the Super Bowl, spoiler alert, like, the Chiefs will win. The point spread's going to be like 1.5 or 2. Sorry, everybody. And
shut up.
I mean, how'd it go a couple years ago?
Wow.
It was a close football game.
Wow.
Yeah. And like, it could be close again. And the Chiefs will win because that's what they do. Sorry. And I'm going to bet them, and it's going to be awesome.
I tell you what, you have increased your arrogance.
Yeah,
I'm not a Chiefs fan. I'm just giving my opinion as to what would happen. I'm not. You know, I'm not one.
The Bills are going to win. The Bills are going to win on Sunday. Let's
go. They could listen. Like, they could. It's possible. The point spread is really small. But Jack, you are betting on a quarterback who never beats the guy that he's playing in his house. And I get the much better head coach in the game. And I think Allen's awesome, and he's not turning the ball over anymore. But you get Sean McDermott, and Ike, I'm curious, like, I don't know if you want to throw something at your TV watching the game last week. on third and goal from the 2 with 4 minutes left, Tony Romo is like, Josh Allen's a giraffe. Like, sneak the ball with him twice and you score. Instead, they run a shotgun draw with a 7'8" quarterback, and he gets stuffed and you have to kick a field goal. McDermott has these brain farts in these huge moments that Andy Reid's not going to have. So look, like, I'm not guaranteeing the Chiefs are going to win. People out there listening, you like the Bills to win. Like, you could be right. The point spread's really small. Just that, like, when I click that button on Kansas City, I feel awesome about it. I feel like the Chiefs are going to win.
And it sounds like I was going to ask if you're betting against Buffalo or toward Kansas City, but it really sounds like a little bit of both.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying since August I thought the Chiefs were going to three-peat, so this is consistent for me. And I've said all season that Buffalo could make the Super Bowl, but they would need the Chiefs to lose to somebody else before they played them, because I don't think Buffalo in a spot like in regular season's one thing. And look, like, Sunday night could come and I could have egg on my face like I did last week with Ravens and Bills. I don't have to be right. I feel pretty strongly that I'm going to be here, that the Chiefs will win, represent the A. I'm less confident about the NFC, but I do think the Chiefs will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. And if they play the Eagles and everybody's healthy, Kansas City's going to be like a 1.5 or a 2-point favorite, and they're going to win. And that's it.
Do you want to give me a couple props for this weekend you like?
Sure. Let's go to Dallas Goedert's playing, right?
He is. Well, okay. We believe he is.
He said he
will. Okay. Yeah. So Goddard's receiving yards prop, the last I had checked, was in the high 30s, 39.5 maybe. I've bet his overs each of the first two rounds of the playoffs. He went over both. He also went over in Week 18 against the Giants. I think it stands to reason that if Jalen is not 100% healthy, he's telling everyone he's wearing a knee brace, his binky over the middle of the field is going to be Dallas Goedert. I think Goedert clears 40 yards in this game. I like Dallas Goedert's over. On the Commanders' side, a bunch of people that I deal with that I really respect are all going to be on the Austin Eckler receiving yards over, with the thought being that, you know, like, what, like, Sam Cosby's not playing. You know, Jalen Carter's likely to get a lot of pressure in the game. He obviously had the huge play on Sunday against the Rams, and Jaden's going to be dumping the ball off. And it's not going to be Brian Robinson catching the ball. Robinson has not had success in the two games against the Eagles this year. I think we'll see a lot of Austin Eckler. So Eckler's over receiving yards, 21.5, has been a hot bet on the Commander side. And in the Chiefs game, like, I'll give you guys, like, the ultimate, like, bet square, don't care one. Everyone's going to make this bet. I think everybody's going to win. And I think it actually opens up a second bet as well. I'll actually start with the second one first. So I don't think Sean McDermott is a great, like, big moment coach. He wins a lot of games, obviously. But when it gets to the big moment, I don't think he makes great decisions. But I will give him credit for this. The way that they defend Mahomes, the Bills, they are not going to let him, like, scramble for 14 yards on 3rd and 13. So they are always going to play man coverage, and they're going to spy Mahomes. Like this is what they've done recently, and Mahomes has not run for a lot of yards against them. So I think taking a look at Mahomes' under rushing yards is probably good, about 26.5. And conversely, let's say it's Matt Milano, Buffalo's middle linebacker, that's spying Patrick Mahomes. If that's going to be the case, who's going to be, you know, running across the middle of the field with some curtain jerk and jabroni guarding him? Like Travis Kelce. So everyone can make the bet, and it doesn't mean it's going to lose. I'd go over Kelce receiving yards in tandem with Patrick Mahomes under rushing yards on Sunday.
All right, Costos. Well, hopefully we're talking to you. The next time we talk to you, it is about an Eagles Super Bowl bet where you're going to bet against him, and we'll tell you that you're wrong. So.
Oh, no, man. Like I'll tell you. Eagles-Bills, like, you could... Oh. I could Eagles-Bills, I could bet the Eagles in that one for sure.
All right.
Eagles-Chiefs, no way.
All right. Okay, Costos, we appreciate you, buddy.
Right, wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets. The absolute very best of luck. Lateralis is the best Tool album. Peace.
It's anima. Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out the latest lines today at the BetMGM app. We will get all of the injury updates from Elliott Shore Parks next. We will get Dallas Goedert, Cam Jurgens, Jalen, who has a Quinion, all that stuff. We will talk to Elliott Shore Parks next. Also, your call is 215-592-9494. We're at McGurk's in Rofo getting you ready for Sunday's NFC Championship game. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.